A number of unique night spots opening up around here, giving you new options. Around the Kennedy Center, legendary D.C. chef Bob Kincaid is opening up your palate with a new spot on New Hampshire Avenue. Great place to eat before or even after a show. I talked about this and some other stuff happening around the city with Jeff Dufour, D.C. editor of UrbanDaddy.com.
It's basically across the street from the Kennedy Center. It's in a spot that used to house a restaurant called Rivers, which shuttered a little while ago. And anybody who's gone to the Kennedy Center knows that there isn't exactly a wealth of options in that neighborhood for a dinner before the show or maybe a cocktail afterward. So now we have Bob Kincaid entering, one of the premier restaurateurs in D.C., who really helped put D.C. fine dining on the map 20-some-odd years ago. And he's done an Italian concept here with a couple of interesting elements. One is a giant cart that wheels around the dining room that he does veal shank off of, prepared tableside for two, really sort of an old school touch that you might see in a dining room from a few decades ago. Very Mad Men.
It's called Ancora?
Ancora is the name, yes.
What else can you enjoy there?
He's got a big table where he's going to do cheeses and meat carving and things like that. A lot of what you're going to be able to enjoy actually isn't quite ready yet. He took over the space quite raw from the previous tenant, and they have a big renovation planned. Later this year, you're going to see a big outdoor patio open, raw bar at the bar, and then in about a year's time, the entire thing is going to be renovated and redone inside.
Sounds like a wonderful destination even on its own when they get it all ready, and then, of course, you can dash off to catch your show, so that's really
exactly.
Nice. Jeff, if you like scotch, we've got a place to talk about here.
The Jack Rose in Adams Morgan, which a lot of whiskey lovers already know it. They have the largest selection of whiskey in North America. But lately, they have got an array of really interesting bottles. There's an organization to back up a little bit called the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society. This is an outfit that basically goes around Scotland. They find some of the most interesting whiskeys they can and then bottle them right from the casks. The problem is, unless you're a member, you have no access to these bottles. Enter the Jack Rose, which has gotten its hands on 75, working up to 100 of these bottles, and is selling them by the dram for anyone to come in and try. They're only the third bar in America that has this privilege right now.
And this is on 18th Street.
On 18th Street. One of the things you can do here, which is exceptionally neat, they've even got access to whiskeys from distilleries that are defunct, that are no longer operating. So this stuff was bottled 25, 30 years ago. The distillery went out of business. They got their hands on the cask. So here's some whiskey that you literally will never be able to try again, maybe after a couple years.
Incredible. Let's talk about enjoying a show in fairly close quarters. This is a throwback to the jazz and supper clubs of days gone by, the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club. It is opening on Friday. Tell us more about this place.
If you're familiar with Blues Alley in Georgetown, really familiar as far as the entertainment goes, famous jazz musicians, little big band swing, smooth jazz, fusion, all that good stuff, except in a little bit larger quarters. 500 seats it's got, including a big ballroom floor where for some shows, they're going to remove the seats and allow dancing. The menu is along the lines of New Orleans style, prime ribs, so very jazz focused, sort of a nice dinner and dancing night out.
Our Neil Augenstein, one of our reporters, has covered this a little bit, and it was interesting to hear the manager talk about how he really wants it to be a listening hall, a place where the artist feels that he or she is the center of attention. This is not the place to be sneaking a peek at your smartphone and, you know, chatting loudly with your companion, at least when the show is going. It's about the music.
Let's hope there's no people recording the show with their smartphones. as a concert goer myself, that's one of my pet peeves.
I agree with you completely. I mean, if you go to hear live music, you know, we're off the track a little bit, but if you go to hear live music, that should be your main focus anyway. We're going to finish up with a tiny bar. Is that accurate? I mean, four seats, right?
That's as accurate as it gets. I defy you to find a smaller bar in the city.
maybe somebody's kitchen counter or something.
Right. This is at Rogue 24 in Blagden Alley, somewhat famous already for its experimental multi-course meals. And they've added a bar in back, which, as you say, is only four seats and primarily reservation only. And true to their experimental nature, they're using it to test out some new things. You can get a three-course tasting menu, three small bites plus three cocktails. An example of one of the cocktails might be, and this is pretty inventive, it's called the Breakfast Daiquiri. Citrus juice, maraschino liqueur, coffee-infused rum, and burnt cinnamon milk.
Worth a try anyway. That's Jeff Dufour, DC editor of UrbanDaddy.com. He was on Skype. Read more at WTOP.com. Search Urban Daddy.